Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Focusrite have just published their interims, and joining me this morning is Tim Carroll and Sally McCrone from the Focusrite. Guys, welcome.
Thank you very much for having us again.
Yes. Great to see you. Well, you've posted some solid growth numbers and sort of good margin resilience in a shifting market, I must say. So let's unpack these numbers. Now, revenues rose by 6.6%. Operating profit nearly doubled, which is fantastic. Is this the start of a more sustained growth cycle for Focusrite?
Well, we certainly hope so, Martin. You know, as we talked about, I think last time, you know, we have these two different divisions that have been on very different journeys over the past 4 or 5 years. And if you look historically, they've both been categories that have just had really good, solid incremental growth year over year. But all the kind of post-pandemic and macroeconomic issues have impacted them in different ways. So these results, as we talked about at our half year, are the culmination of our content creation business, which is the majority of our brands, getting back on track, us dealing with some destocking issues, navigating all the craziness with the tariffs, and seeing continued really good demand for our products. And in parallel with that, our audio reproduction business, the live sound, had really been on quite a high over the past year and a half. And we knew that business was going to normalize. And that's exactly what happened. So we've had these two different things that have sort of like offset each other, but the net result has been very positive.
Great. I saw content creation was up sort of 11 or grew by 11%, I should say. So what's driving that momentum? And can it continue into 2026?
Well, we think so. I think the thing, the underlying demand for our products through all the trials and tribulations we've had over the past couple of years has been amazingly consistent. So, you know, from every data point we have, our share has continued to increase. The demand for the products has been strong. Our new product introductions have been great. What we were really dealing with was just a glut of inventory that came back in our entire channel. And it wasn't just music technology. It was literally everything. And our entire industry was dealing with, processing this and selling through it. And we had our share of that. And really turning into the beginning of this year, we pretty much had turned the corner on that for all of EMEA and APAC. And so they've been back to their kind of normal KPIs. The demand again has been really solid, which means the sell-through has been good and the reorders have been good. And we made some great progress in the US as well. But one thing we talked about at the half year was that we decided to actually keep a little bit more inventory in the US simply because this roller coaster ride we've been on with tariffs has been so uncertain. But overall, the demand has been really great globally on there, and we made some great progress, which just means the whole cycle of our channel selling through the product and then reordering it has just materialized.
Yeah, I think I would just add to that. I mean, it's been great, and particularly the new products in some of our brands has really helped deliver that growth. But we've probably been helped a little bit by the fact the channel was destocking a lot last year. So we've got quite a low comp this year. So I think we are flattered a little bit by those double digit numbers, but it does mean we certainly are now set up for more underlying growth going forward.
Well, it's interesting to say that, Sally, because I noticed sort of gross margins are sort of improved to 45% for second half, which is great. I mean, how sustainable is that, though, especially with, the amount of ongoing investment in R&D and e-commerce as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And so we monitor our margins and our pricing position very closely, and we are always trying to maximize particularly our gross profit wherever we can. And we think we do have a path to that outside of the US. For the US, it's a slightly different question with tariffs. So I think as we talked about at the half year, we took action in May to put prices up in reaction to the first set of tariffs. Tariffs have since changed further, with particularly tariffs going up Southeast Asian manufacturing economies towards the end of July. And we have yet to change pricing to react to that, but we are very much focused on that and getting through the holiday season in a competitive position. And then we'll review pricing again. And I think by holding on for a bit longer, that also gives us the advantage of understanding what exactly is going to happen with tariffs in China, and particularly the Supreme Court case in November. So we are absolutely focused on maintaining margins, but we are very aware of that volatility in the US.
So would you say that's something that investors should be concerned about then, is to watch, is that sort of a bellwether or a gauge for how your performance will come perform next year, for example?
Yes, I think the gross margin, being able to deliver and maintain our premium price position, is quite important to us and is something we look at, but we are very much focused on maintaining and improving that gross margin.
Okay, cool. Tim, now it wasn't all roses. I mean, I did notice that audio reproduction was down, so 3.8%. Is that a trend in the industry, or are you seeing that as sort of any signs of stabilization there?
I think it's a natural rebalancing. So if you go back and you look, I mean, again, two different divisions on very different journeys. I mean, I would like to think that we can stop talking about COVID and pre and post pandemic impact on our business. But the interesting thing about the audio reproduction business is you have to remember the polar opposite happened to that business when the pandemic happened. Instead of people being at home and bored and wanting to buy lots of type of music technology and everything else to keep themselves, occupied, live events just completely were gone. You could not go and see theater, opera, concert, anything for a long period of time. And the first year that that came back, which was really sort of in 22, everybody talked about how great the festival season here. Glastonbury was a huge success in Hyde Park, but there was no money in the industry because they'd been dormant for almost 2 years. So we literally had people from our crew at Martin going out and and rigging speakers and running the sound because the industry just was devoid of people to do that. But we knew that was the right thing to do to support the industry. But as importantly, we knew if they had a great first season back, the following year they would have cash. And so that's what we've seen is really in 23 was, are the rental companies, all the different installed live sound places, they all they had great ticket sales and they were all retooling and adding new kit. And so there was just a huge comeback of the business on there. And the growth numbers were, I mean, off the chart in terms of what's normal. But we all knew that this was a not going to be sustainable. And that's exactly what we've seen is we've kind of come to the end of that and things have started to taper off on there. Now, if you look at the industry data, a lot of them will point and say that it's going to be a bit of a tough go on there. But we seem to be bucking the trend on what the industry is reporting. And I think the reason is because over the last 4 or 5 years, the investments we've made in R&D have paid off with a much wider portfolio of products and the live sound offering. And the way I would characterize it, Martin, is I'd say, around when we first acquired Martin back in 19, if you just look holistically at all the different opportunities out in the market, from putting the sound system in your favorite coffee shop or gym, all the way up to the largest arenas, we could probably, if I'm, being honest here, we could probably go out and go after maybe 60-65% of those opportunities. With what we've done in organically increasing the portfolio and the acquisitions we've made, we can go out pretty much 100% of the business. So there's a lot bigger stake for us to go out and get share, and that seems to offset some of this rebalancing and things. So we are confident about the future. There's all the industry data. Just like with our content creation business is pointing towards, more people want to go out and experience live events. Just as with content creation, there's more and more content being made at the hobbyist and professional level. So we think this is just a natural rebalancing. And, what we'd love to see is for both of these divisions to get back to their sort of historical, just nice, steady, growth rates where we feel like we can, beat those odds, if you will.
That's interesting you should say that, because one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Tim, was like you've launched some major products across sort of Scarlett, Novation, Atom, Sequential, and platforms there. But like, have any of those or which have exceeded expectations, and any of those that you're really excited about? And where do you, as a sort of a market professional, sort of where do you see the next big wave or growth?
So I would probably pick out a couple. If you look at Atom, which is our sort of professional monitor company in Berlin, they were our really our first acquisition back in July of 19, mostly known for making very sort of high-end studio monitors for big studios. But they started actually making products more for the home studios as well. And one of the things in this past year is they came out with a new desktop set of speakers, which are even smaller, but they have all that real special sauce that Atom brings to a speaker, a monitor, and they sound absolutely incredible for their size. And those have resonated really well, especially in markets like Japan, where the ergonomics and space are an issue. But we're also seeing those actually start to gain a lot of position and share. And more of just the home, stereo market over there as well. So that one's been a really nice surprise. I think the other one that I would call out is probably with Sequential, who's had a really tough go over the past couple of years, since most of their products are at the very top of the price points for for keyboards and synthesizers. And the team did a really great job of actually sort of pivoting and working on lower cost products. And we've seen that come across this year with a number of offerings, actually one that actually came in has come in under $1,000 US that just hit the streets like in the past couple weeks, that's getting excellent reviews. So, I could go on and gloat about every brand. Everyone had a major one, but I think those products were unique in the fact that, it was a different type of process that we used on there. It was a little bit of a cultural change because they were in different price points on there, and the team's really rallied around that. And I think that's given us a lot of confidence to look at doing that in other places as well.
Great. So just to wrap up then quickly, so Sally, I was just wondering if we could hear from you a little bit about, what's going to give you the most confidence, we're in the final stretch of the year now. So what's going to give you the most confidence, looking into 2026?
Yeah, so I think as ever, and you probably would expect from the accountant, being a bit boring is going to give me confidence. So
Well,
just
boring is good.
boring is absolutely good. I agree. So having that normality, be it around knowing what your tariff position is, so you know where your manufacturing locations are, and getting that steady drumbeat of orders coming through, and also hitting all our milestones for our delivery of our new products. So for us, it's very much about that, is making sure we're on track to deliver the new products, to deliver the future growth, and it's about making sure we get that nice steady repeat business because we're seeing healthy demand from our customers in the end user channels coming through. And so registrations is a great indicator for us, and that's why we always include it in the results to show we are still seeing end users coming out and buying our products. So they're the two things for us.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for your time this morning. I've really enjoyed, as always, speaking to you, and I'm looking forward to the next update.
Thank you so
That's great.
much.
Thank you,
Appreciate your
Martin.
time, Martin. Take care.
Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.